Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's your chance to see a Superior Video Livestock Auction live and in person Thursday, February 21st at Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 7:30 a.m. for the Superior Sunrise Show. Video auction itself starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 48,500 head of cattle will be auctioned off. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information. Remember, it'll be broadcast live from Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City, this Thursday, February 21st.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cash cattle activity did develop late last week, late Friday afternoon, going into the evening with prices steady with the week before. Live trade at $125 in our part of the country. Again, fully steady with the previous week. Both sides started over again yesterday with showless mixed, although bids and asking prices are still yet to develop and will not likely develop until midweek or later, as we've seen. Futures expected to remain mixed in limited trade today. The sharp pressure in feeder cattle trade late last week will be watched in morning trade here today, as traders are expected to be focusing just as much or more on outside market direction than any development in beef fundamentals. Now moving to the hogs, cash market direction is expected to follow in line with previous market activity. With ample hogs available at the packers' disposal, this may limit additional activity, with packers ramping up for a full week of processing, with early birds expected steady to about a dollar lower, while most bids are called steady to weak. On the grains, wheat markets are weaker this morning, continuing the downtrend in Chicago and Kansas City, which have become the dominant technical feature in these markets. The sell-offs in wheat accelerated late last week as traders woke up to the fact most major exporters are sporting fancy inverses to new crop prices, encouraging importers to avoid paying for expensive U.S. stem. Corn is a tick weaker here this morning, easing from the doji posted on Friday. Now, a doji occurs when a market's opening and closing prices are the same, marking indecision by both bulls and bears as to the next direction in price. Both volatility and on-balance volume continue their steep declines as bears are in control, and there would certainly seem to be no fear of lower prices. And the soybeans are slightly higher here today following the long President's Day weekend. Impressively, soybeans continue to respect their long-term trend lines support, which dates back to September. Now, we're going to check your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle down 20 cents to close Friday, 127.17. June down 20, 118.07. August was down 27, 114.37. March feeder cattle down 147, 142.60. April down 127 at 145.22. The May was down 110 at 146.57. April hogs up 82 cents Friday, 59.52. May was up 75 cents at 68.45. Kansas City wheat, March was down 5 cents on Friday, 476.5. May was down 3.75 at 484.5. Chicago wheat, March down 2.25 at 204.25. May was down 3.75 at 507. March corn unchanged, 374.75. May was down a quarter penny at 382.75. March soybeans up 4 cents Friday, 907.5. May was up 3.75 at 921.5. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.